This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Surfing the globe, bringing global gay news, stories, and life to you one country at a time. This is the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to World Wide Wave, Joy 94.9, the show that brings the LGBT world to you one country at a time.
Shalom and Laila Tov, Australia. It's our Israel show.
Thank you, Leo and Jono from Sound Museum. Tonight, I am Tom.
I'm Hikara Freeman.
And we're down just one of our little friendly guests tonight. Hello to Squirrel over in New Zealand. Let's start off with a special all-LGBT lineup. What do we got over here? The Queen of Israeli Pop, Dana International. Joy 94.9, we are World Wide Wave. This week we are off to Israel. Israel, time for the fast, fun.
Oh, I love
Israeli
the facts. I love the facts. Give me the facts, Tom.
Facts are good. 1975, the first Israeli LGBT association, the Agunda, is founded. 1988, the ban on consensual same-sex sexual acts is formally repealed by the National Legislative Assembly. 1992, laws are passed banning discrimination based on sexual orientation in the workplace. 1993, Israeli Defense Force implements anti-discrimination policy in the Israeli Army. 1994, Supreme Court grants spousal benefits to same-sex couples.
Very big one, that one.
1998, Israeli transgender superstar Dana International
Woo-hoo!
Wins Eurovision Song Contest. 2000, Supreme Court recognizes same-sex partners as adoptive parents. Fantastic there. 2006, gay marriages performed abroad are officially recognized in Israel. 2008, full adoption rights granted to gay couples. Now, the interesting thing about the gay marriages performed abroad, special note, yeah. Israeli law does recognize same-sex marriages performed elsewhere. It does not, however, allow same-sex couples to marry on Israeli soil.
So that's a little bit of a mixture of what we have
here. It is, but it's not what you're thinking exactly.
Okay.
Civil marriage, full stop. Civil marriage, full stop, doesn't exist in Israeli for heterosexual or homosexual couples.
Ouch.
Basically, if it's not sanctioned by the church, you don't get married in Israel. So that includes
Whoa.
People who are in a relationship and they have different religious beliefs. That includes, the mixed religious heterosexual couples, any person who wishes to be in a non-religious wedding ceremony, you have to get married outside of Israel, and we'll honor it. They'll honor it, but you can't actually be married on Israeli soil.
That is so really bizarre.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not the worst thing that you can think
of.
They recognize it. You just got to go on holiday and do it somewhere else.
It's a good thing Israel's so close to many other countries, wouldn't you say?
But I don't think there's too many homosexuals getting married in any country surrounding Israel.
That's true, actually.
You never know. You never know. Let's see what we got in the music selection.
We have got The Young Professionals and 20 Seconds on our all-LGBT artist lineup. That was The Young Professionals, the new electronic side project of Israel's leading pop singer and songwriter, Ivy Lider. He was voted one of Out Magazine's most inspiring people. We'll be back with more after this.
It's the perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. It's the world's most uplifting station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9's Worldwide Wave. It's the show that brings the LGBT world to you, one country at a time. I'm Ikara Freeman, joined by fellow Musketeer Tom. Tonight's destination is Israel, and we want to say a special shalom to members of the Aleph who are listening. Remember, you guys, you can get in touch with us at onair@joy.org.au or SMS at 0427-JOY949, both of which are just two touches away on the free JOY949 app. Now, when you say Israeli singer to most people, they used to say the late Ofer Hazad, wouldn't you say, Tom?
I'll go with that.
These days, however, it's Dana International, the transsexual pop dynamo who won Eurovision in 1998. This is her 2008 hit, Bamachom Hachi Namush Behe Tel Aviv, which translates as At the Lowest Place of Tel Aviv. This is Joy 94.9. מאיים להתלקח מישהו יפסיד עצמו Welcome back to Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wave. That was Dana International's At the Lowest Place of Tel Aviv. And for a song with that title, it was awfully jumping, wasn't it?
I'm sorry. It's like, is that actually a physical place at the lowest place of Tel Aviv, or is it an emotional state?
I'm actually very curious myself. I mean, I wish I knew my Hebrew a lot better. Now, we had the fortune to talk to Joyster Corey about Israel. It's quite the surprising country when it comes to LGBT pop culture. Dana International only forms just a sliver of it. Now, switching a little bit here, pop culture. Now, one of the most popular Israeli celebrities is Dana International.
Yep.
And I'm very interesting to get your opinion on Dana. And sort of Dana waves his flag of being the new vibrant multicultural Israel.
It's so funny because I totally agree. That's the one person that everybody knows. It's one name that everybody across the world seems to know. But I don't know. To me, Dana International is the same as any other singer in the Eurovision.
Interestingly enough, because we have a very special all LGBT lineup for our show in terms of the music list.
Okay.
And yep. I was surprised that Israel is the very first country where we've been able to actually do that, have entirely all LGBT artists.
Wow.
Were there a lot of gay clubs in Israel?
Now, that's an interesting question. I came across a few, really not that many, considering I thought that the gay population was quite big. I thought there were not many clubs to
really
reflect that. In Jerusalem, there's one. There was one at the time. I'm not sure what's happening, why at the moment. I've heard that it has closed and something gay-friendly has opened up. So I'm not sure what that means because I've never been there. But in Tel Aviv, and that is the more secular out of the two biggest cities in Israel. In Tel Aviv, there were a few. I only went to one, but I know that there were others there. And I only went to one because, I didn't get to all of them because I really wasn't out.
And one last question, actually. Are you familiar with a lot of the recent boom in Israeli gay movies, like Yossi and Jagger and all?
I've seen that movie. I haven't really caught up with, all the Israeli movies. But I'm not surprised because it really is even an interesting topic for some of the religious people as well. It's really quite interesting because under certain understandings of Judaism, homosexuality is certainly not... I don't know how to say it. It's not that it's not permitted because... how you identify
taboo,
is how you identify.
But
yeah, let's call it taboo. Yeah. And so these movies that are coming out, there's quite a lot of interest in them.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thank you very much, Corey. back to the World Wide Wave. And Corey had a lot of interesting things to say. Now, we have got an SMS from Michael from Aleph saying, hi, love the show. Thanks for the support. And thank you, Michael. Remember, you can SMS or tweet us at W3Joy or give us a on-air at joy.org.au. And we're going to go to a song from another out Israeli artist. This one actually represents Israel in Eurovision. It is Harold Skett and Milim.
שוב העצב כאן, שוב הפחד קם, בסוף נרקם בחלוני, זוגי צדוקה ושוב שתיקה, מותשת וזרוקה בדמיוני, האור נרדם, דמעות של דם, שורפות לי בגרון, ידי צרותה תקרא שמותה, כשאני שר לך את השיר האחר. מילים זה שם עלולים, אלוהים, נשארת לי רק מילים.
Joy 94.9, Worldwide Wave. That was Milim, or Words, by the out singer Harold Skett, who represented Israel in 2010 in the Eurovision. Tom and I will be back with more from Corey, as well as talk about the Gay Tel Aviv app. But first, some messages.
Gay Tel Aviv app.
Yes, I dare you. The Gay Tel Aviv app.
Is that an advertisement for Lucas Entertainment, or is that an actual something about Tel Aviv?
Well, it is actually about Tel Aviv, shockingly enough. Has nothing to do with
Lucas. All right, well, I'm still interested, even if it's not Luca. We'll look forward to that information.
Listen to Joy when you want, where you want, with the Joy app. Download it for free at joy.org.au.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9's Worldwide Wave, the show that brings the LGBT world to you, one country at a time. Tonight's featured country is Israel.
It is.
And at the beginning of the show, we mentioned Dana International. Now, Tom, what do you know about Dana International?
She has a really cool name.
She does.
And she won Eurovision.
Yes, she did.
Israel won Eurovision. She was representing Israel.
And well, she tried again this year. She didn't do too well, but let's judge for herself. Here is Ding Dong by Dana International here on Joy 94.9's Worldwide Wave.
Joy 94.9, Worldwide Wave. That was a Ding Dong, that was. This year's Israeli entry at Eurovision. Hickey, how'd it do?
Tom, Ding Dong, it didn't on the scoreboard this year.
Yeah, well, you know, all I can think of when I keep saying that is Ding Dong, the Wicked Witch is dead. But anyway.
I'll tell you something else that has been Ding Dong. It is the SMSs. First off, we want to say, hi, Tan. Well, to answer your question, yes, a little bit. And also, a very interesting one we have here from Robert in Pascoville. It says, the only time the Orthodox Patriarch, and that's the Christian denomination of Jerusalem, the chief rabbi, the chief Jewish rabbi, and the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, that's the representing Islam, worked closely was to stop a gay parade in Jerusalem. It's
interesting. I'd like to know when that occurred. I mean, obviously, it's not a perfect society.
Yeah.
There's still that sort of, you know, what do you say, element, I guess we could call it. But I'd be curious to know exactly when that was. Might have to do a little Google on that.
Yeah, I do know that they did try to have just this year have the largest ever gay pride parade in the Asian continent in Israel.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Progression.
Now, actually, we did talk about the very unique political situation in Israel with Corey, and in just a tick, we'll be listening to that right now.
I have been to Israel a few times, but the main time I remember, and you know, most of the things I learned about Israel and life in Israel, I was there for a year after I finished school, volunteering. I did a whole bunch of different things as part of a program, but I really got to see what life in Israel was all about.
And were you openly gay at the time?
No, I wasn't. There were a couple of people who were on the same program as me who knew that I was gay, but that was the extent to which I was out of the closet sort of thing, yeah.
Well, like, how would you get the perception of how gays were treated in Israel?
That is such a complicated question, but I'm going to try to answer that by saying that when it was myself, if I would have been out, well, first of all, everybody would have just treated me differently. It's just the same as what I find in Melbourne. But the people who I was surrounding myself with were quite religious, Jewish, and I would have found that potentially, you know, there would have been some sort of level of discrimination there, absolutely. But that's only because I was on a religious program. I was also hearing about other Australian people who were gay openly on equivalent programs but less religious ones. Certainly there was no discrimination or anything happening there that, you know, anything to suggest homophobia.
Really? Now, when I also would say, like, what did you hear in term? Did you hear anything in terms of gays being referred to in a derogatory manner within the Orthodox community as opposed to...
Oh, definitely. So across Israel, there are just so many different types of people, different types of outlooks. And the way I always used to think of it was in the country, you have... I think it's something like 5 million people. I'm not sure what the population is exactly, but let's say it's 5 million people. But then you've got 5 million people who all think that they know exactly what's right better than everyone else in the country. So it doesn't matter what, let's say, the official, you know, legal stance is on any matter, whether that's homophobia or any other matter, people will do things differently. People will specifically not want to follow on and just go against what's being told to them, exactly. In terms of the secular world, what I really found, it was just so evident every single time I saw someone from a secular part of Israel, they all wanted to have exactly the same lives as someone who is not living in a country that has religion, like that was tied to a religion. So let's say you take Australia that isn't necessarily tied to any religion. If someone has certain rights in Australia, then a secular Israeli person will definitely want to have the same rights in every way. So being able to walk on the streets, but you know, dress however you want to be, you know, with whatever you would like, however you'd like to express yourself, then that's exactly what a secular person in Israel will do. And they won't even, they're not asking permission.
Now, it's very interesting to note that Israel is actually a secular country on a governmental level.
It's the only Jewish country or
it
state.
It was established that, but it does have a secular government, is what I'm basically trying to say.
Could two guys, for example, like, hold hands in a street in Tel Aviv?
Absolutely. And that happened the whole time. I saw plenty of that. I even remember more so that happening in Tel Aviv than Melbourne, from what I see in Melbourne. It just was very common, and that's just the secular attitude. There's no one judging anybody in that in those areas of Israel. But then it is quite a different story when you go into a very religious area. Because they have, they can often be very old-fashioned values and really insular, isolated communities there where the absolute opposite is true. And so just like you have really, you know, a militant, secular, movement that's so open and they want every right for every person, you also have people who are just as fierce in their beliefs that, you know, the ancient ways of Judaism are the right ways, and these entire communities, the opposite would happen. There's no, obviously, two men will never hold hands in those communities. You won't even have, you know, like to start with, you wouldn't have a woman walking around with her shoulders uncovered. So that's where that's just how far apart these places can be.
That's remarkable.
Especially because the country's so small as well. It's really small, but yet, you know, you take the half an hour drive from one place to another place and you will get a totally different life.
Do you think that should change?
Oh, that's a hard question. Do I think it should change? I do, because I personally don't think it's right to be living this the way that these people are living in the ultra-Orthodox, really religious communities. But that, obviously, is my opinion. I do think it should change. But just another thing that I wanted to bring up is that in some of these communities, and it's just started very recently, this is more recently than when I was even in Israel, but what I heard of was that if you were part of a community that was a very religious Hasidic community, if you sort of came out, I suppose, to your rabbi, who is the leader, he's the person in charge of every decision you're going to make. And if someone from the community comes out to their rabbi, I believe what happens now is in certain communities, you get an arranged marriage with someone of the opposite sex who's also same-sex attracted. And your marriage, so you as either a male or a female, but same-sex attracted, will be partnered with someone from the opposite sex who is also same-sex attracted, and your relationship is purely spiritual. It's not meant to be, you know, there's not any need for love or anything like that. This is the explanation I was given, and this is what I have heard. But, yeah, you can bring up your kids in a spiritual way, and everything, you can fulfill all the
commandments.
Yep. But obviously, yeah, it's an interesting.
That's an interesting spin on it. It's
a few years ago, we were all, you know, everyone in the Jewish community was sort of, wow, what's happening? There's a rabbi in the United States who was Orthodox and identified as gay. So. That was just one thing that happened. And obviously, that was bound to happen at some point. And I do think that things are moving forward in that way. Certainly, the non-Hasidic or sects, I suppose, within Judaism are definitely much more open to same-sex marriages or, you know, same-sex partnerships or something like anything like that. And they do same-sex marriages in certain temples within certain sects of Judaism.
What would you feel that the gay community in Melbourne and here in Australia might actually have to learn from the gay community in Israel?
In Melbourne, it's really interesting. We don't seem to have a very good... We're not really that close. Mm-hmm. We might know who each other is.
But there's no sense of strong community ties.
Yeah, very different being gay in Israel and being gay in Melbourne, being Jewish and gay in Israel and being Jewish and gay in Melbourne is very different. The everything's just so varied. Every different place in Israel that you choose to live in or that everything that you choose to do, you can get such different responses from.
Gay radio, online, all the time, joy.org.au.
Welcome back to the Worldwide Wave here on Joy 94.9, where we're visiting Israel tonight. Now, just before the break, we played out Israeli singer Yehonathan's Turn On Your Lights. Tom, to be very honest with you, it turned my lights on.
I can see that it turned your lights on. So now probably isn't the time to talk about Lucas Entertainment. Well, let's talk about the Tel Aviv app, or maybe we'll hold off for that even just a little bit more.
Thank you. My libido thanks you very much. And here is out Israeli artist Ifri Lider here on Joy 94.9.
יצאתי מחר
Welcome back to the World Wide Wave. That was the undeniably talented and adorable Ivri Lider and Bechusat Pasim, or striped shirt. I do apologize if my Hebrew is not necessarily up to snuff.
Adorkability. Is this another one of your new and creative words?
I think adorkability is a very good word, and I think I'm going to promote that. I am going to, from this week onwards, in every single country that we visit, I will find the translation of adorkability. Now, we do have another SMS coming in from DT, who asks, does not the Israeli government or army have the largest openly queer community in the world?
Excellent question. We did a bit of a Google. We couldn't find the exact answer to that question, but everything we did find was basically like, it's no big deal. Gays in the military.
In fact, they're suggesting it was the template that the U.S. should follow when they recently took down Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Now, interestingly enough, we have discovered this very funny little thing, which is actually promoted by the Israeli government, which says something quite interesting, called Tel Aviv Gay Vibe.
And now, you just mentioned it to me, and I'll be honest with you. I just had a quick moment to look at it. I was a little sidetracked by the two hot shirtless men on the front, and I haven't gotten past that. have you actually looked at this app to see what's there besides the two hot shirtless men?
I admit, personally, I struggled to get past the two hot shirtless men, too, but I struggled through it. It seems to list all sorts of bars, clubs, events, and it is location-based, so you could actually, if you were in Tel Aviv right now, and if anyone is listening over in Tel Aviv, we want to say a quick shalom out to you, you could find exactly where to go, and it is sponsored by the Israeli government.
Interesting. Sponsored by the Israeli government. It sort of leads me to bring up the conversation that we were talking about earlier that we read while we were doing some investigation on Israel or some research, and the accusations of pinkwashing.
Yes, pinkwashing. Now, pinkwashing is it's an interesting concept, actually. It's where the government, Israeli government, to sort of put out a good PR, is focusing on how gay friendly they are, while putting other issues aside. Now, this came up from an article in the New York Times. Now, I don't know. It's an odd concept to say around. We definitely want to be respected as a LGBT community, but do you think that possibly we could be used as scapegoats?
Well, it's sort of interesting. It's said that $90 million advertisement campaign is going out basically to say, hey, look, Israel, we rock for the whole gay thing. Come visit us. It's really cool here. And at the same time, there are Israelis who are saying that this is pinkwashing, that this is being put out there to distract from the fact that the Israeli government isn't so friendly to the Palestinian area of their.
Yeah, it's sort of it's
without
sort of
crossing
like a,
that political line and upsetting anyone. We're just sort of throwing it out there.
Yeah, we're throwing it out there. It's sort of it puts an interesting spin on it, because then I would say that you can also say, as long as there is inequality, we should probably get ready to possibly look at it. But now another song from Ivri Lider's The Young Professionals. It is D-I-S-C-O here on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to the World Wide Wave here on Joy 94.9. Now, we just got another SMS from DT who says, you can't have everything. Yes, indeed. That is the sort of interesting issue we have with the whole pinkwashing thing. I think that's kind of an odd situation. We've never had that happen here in any of the countries we've covered.
No, I mean, I can only say it's the good with the bad, and that seems to be how life is, as my mommy taught me. It's a fantastic thing that Israel is so open-minded and is, you know, presenting themselves as this wonderful place for the gay and lesbian community to go to, because let's face it, it is a great place for the gay and lesbian community to go to, and I'd personally like to focus on the positive side, and it's a great place to go. Let them advertise.
Absolutely. Well, you know, not for nothing, Out Magazine did say it is one of the best places to be gay in the Middle East.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.